time, think about you all the time.
I can't believe I got kicked out of fucking Green Door, though.
You got kicked out of Green Door? Why?
Yo, because...
All right, let's stop talking, because okay. we're gonna fuck up all our...
So no, whenever you want to start... Okay.
This podcast is brought to you by...
Look, Oscar, don't drop the mic, man.
I didn't drop it.
You just dropped it.
You just dropped it, bro.
You saw it, right? I picked it
up. All right, can we be civil?
Look at his face right now.
Be civil, guys.
I picked it up.
Past podcasts have shown us that we need to be civil, and podcast etiquette is very important.
So, welcome to... Aaron Scene's After Party. I'm your man, your gracious host, Aaron Scene. And of course, with me today, son los malos. Los malos de... Los malos de Santa.
Los malos de Santa.
Sí, yo le voy a la Santa.
What's the other one?
Fucking
los queridas son mis amigas.
Santa,
caricia al balón como caricia a la novia.
Si te conocí, estaba feliz.
All right, so everybody that doesn't follow us like that, these are my boys from high school. Not even high school. Ivan, not elementary.
No. I was middle school.
Oscar and Lance, for sure, were from...
I met you and Lance in fifth grade.
And kindergarten. I've known Lance since fucking kindergarten.
You know, funny about how me and Aaron started talking really quick, right? So I knew him from middle school. And I remember our freshman year walked into the high school gymnasium, and he thought I threw a party at my house.
When?
Hold on, bitch. Let me tell the story. Jesus Christ.
Oh, this was in middle school?
This was in high school. Freshman year. I walked in the gymnasium. He's like, hey, wait. Did I just fiesta in your house? I'm like, I'm the wrong Ivan, dog. Fuck it. You want to come over to my house? I said, yeah, fuck it. Well,
that was the day you met him?
That wasn't the day I met him, but that was the day I started going to his house and
so let's
staying
go ahead,
over.
Before we really get into it, let's throw our ads out. What's your Instagram at? Go for it.
It's Oscar Chavez 23.
And then Lance?
Oh, mine is Lance Van Stance _.
And then what's
Ivan the Icon. Funny thing about that, it was actually a better one.
It wasn't. It was big.
It
probably wasn't.
Oh, wait, can I get a story?
It was Big Ticket _something.
Three, bitch. And
oh, Big Ticket?
Yeah, it was Big Ticket.
That's your Snapchat.
No, that's my Snapchat, but right now my Instagram is Ivan the Icon.
Okay.
And thank you, Aaron.
Ivan the Icon's good. That's a good one.
Nobody's talking shit.
It is good. Look,
this is a really good one.
Oh,
a really good one.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Derek.
Appreciate it. Derek
over here.
You got to give him a shout out.
He's popping his head in.
You got to give him a shout out.
Why are you giving him a mic, Lance?
Anyone wants to know who that was, probably your daughter's future baby daddy.
That's big dick money.
They can start calling Ivan El Suegro.
El Suegro.
So... we go way back, dog. Like, there's a fuck. Like, we can have a 4 or 5 hour podcast about the fucking shit we used to do in fucking high school.
High school shit. Remember when we used to sneak out of your window to try to go play ball?
Dude, this could last fucking hours.
Yo,
and
we
hours.
Have,
we
like,
got so
fucking,
much shit.
Fucking sleepovers and fucking pinche desmadre.
Bang bus on your fucking.
Bro.
Catching softcore porn on Cinemax or what? We were 11 years old.
Like that one time, I think you were there, Ivan,
if
right?
You didn't watch,
when we saw that first porno?
If you didn't watch
when
we were
kids,
porno, it was probably
you remember
there.
That?
If you didn't watch softcore porn when you were like a teenager, you didn't live life.
Bro, the recall button was on my thumb.
Shout out to Bang Bros one time. Me and Lance.
Yeah.
If you ever hear this, Bang Bros, me and Lance have been watching since we were like 10 years old.
No shit.
I lived in El Paso and we had like fast internet. And at the time, it wasn't a luxury of what it is today.
It wasn't a luxury.
Hey, by the way, before we get into anything, if you hear that. That's the accountant. He's actually the billing department at Providence.
He's
an accountant. So go ahead, Lance.
I guess.
Tell us some
anyways,
stories.
Oh yeah. So
yeah.
So yeah. What do you do when you're 11 years old and have fast ass internet? You know, fucking watch Bang Bros.
Probably go outside and not be fat, Lance.
What are you talking about? We rode bikes all the time and shit.
My
parents loved me. I had a motorcycle. I'm like, you're dumbass. But anyway,
no, I couldn't afford it. We're poor. Okay.
We're powerful. I couldn't afford that shit.
You know what was Ivan's motorcycle? He would put a can of Coke in the back of his bicycle. That was his motorcycle. I love you, man.
Anyways, this is Ivan brought to you by...
Yo, what time do we start? So I know what time. Yeah, we'll just...
We're good.
Just keep going and then cut us off.
Until we finish this fucking 12-pack right here. Shout out to Bud Light Seltzer for sponsoring the show.
Shout out to Post Malone.
Cheers. So what do you guys want to talk about first?
Let's talk about Aaron's graduation night at that one bar we used to go to.
Oh yes.
You guys want to talk about that? All right. So that night, I'll tell you what. That night was getting really horny, and I felt it right when I walked in. It was really, really horny. So there was these two girls that walked in, and everyone was just like, "Yo, get this girl off my back, get this girl off my back." And I was like, "Ah, oh, dude, I get it. She's
a clutch." Wait, was
she I was she was a fun five? She was a fun five.
I don't remember what she looked like.
Was this when you graduated from college?
She was a fortunate four.
Was
this?
She was a fortunate.
This was at one of the bars.
I tell you what, fun five, but she kept cock blocking the guy. Right, and I was like, "Fuck!" And this other girl.
I don't remember.
No,
was cock blocking me?
Man, you even came to me. Well, you were already done by the party at your mom's house.
By the time we got to
you were done. Yeah, you were done. So I don't.
You're probably cock blocking yourself by then, bro.
Wait, no, we're gonna get to your cock blocking story too.
Me?
Yeah, well, you know, the juice.
Which one?
When was all that we walked up the stairs? Okay, wait, let me finish that. So, right, so this girl, fun five, she was a fun five. Eric comes up, he's like, "Yo, you need to get out of my way." I said, "Fuck, dude." So I'm holding her hand, trying to walk to the front of this bar.
Okay.
And one of the bouncers looks at me, he's all like, "Hey, show her the basement." And I'm like, "Whoa, really?" I said, "All right, cool." So I take this fun five down to the basement.
Fun five,
scary fucking basement, by the way.
That's a name drop. Any name, bars,
a lot of bars have basements.
Yeah. I've only been to one bar's basement, which was fun. But anyways, so I go down. I was like, "Hey, there's a nice spot down here." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, it's so nice." I said, "All right, how about you just show me what your mouth can do?" So we just, you know, so we got
really.
No, she
didn't though. You told me.
Really.
You told me
that
like the next day. You told me she never sucked her dick.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. And I have my suit that
was
full of dust because it was really dusty down there.
I thought you were going to say it was full of something else.
No, yeah. Full of dust.
And it's full of...
That was the night we went to that one house where we got all those elotes with Matt. Yeah. Remember that house?
That was actually a pretty dope after party.
That was a really dope
after party. So the funny part about that night is that I'm going to the restroom. Need to piss like a pregnant woman and shit. Uh-huh. And I just hear moaning in the fucking stall, dude. And I'm like, "Yo, what the fuck is this shit?" And I put my ear to the stall and I'm like, "Oh, fuck." And then I go back and I'm like, "Wait, Aaron's not here." So I go back and I'm like, "Hey, guys.
You put one and two together.
I think Aaron's in the restroom, bros." So we all go, took out our phones, and we were just like, "Show us your tits. Show us your tits.
Yo, she had nice tits.
There were some very nice tits.
There was like a five in the face, but she was like a 10 in the tits.
There was confetti involved.
Hey, guys, you know what? I'll tell you what. If you go follow Ivan the Icon, I'll put that video up for you guys so you guys can
you
watch
have it.
It? Yeah, we all have
if it. If you had me on Snapchat,
hey, look, I'll tell you what. Put it. Add all of us. Right when you hear this, and you'll get that video of what we're talking about.
Yes, I will send it to you.
It is a nostalgic video.
That is a pretty juicy video.
Private send.
Private send. Follow us. Send us a DM, Ivan the Icon, and I'll send you that video.
That was like one of the horniest nights.
There's about four videos.
You know what?
They're all great quality.
What about Lance? We never had Lance like blacked out.
The first time he ever walked into this bar. I wish I could say this bar's name. I'm gonna tell you what.
You don't have to say this bar because it was the bar.
If you didn't party at this bar,
that was true.
I feel sorry. No, since he's fun, right? Since he's really fun, all the bars are fun. But if you didn't party at this particular bar, I don't know.
But I feel like that was the legend.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was pretty.
The legend.
I don't know.
On Friday,
nothing fancy. Turn the lights off.
It was literally nothing fancy. Yeah,
nothing fancy about this place.
Some of the walls were coming down.
Oh yeah.
I have never banged to a fucking Mariah Carey song like I did at that fucking bar.
I don't think you'll ever.
Shout out Jake. He's going to play that song that night.
Jake C one time.
Thank you for playing that song. And then right before that, he actually, I don't know why I remember this, but he played Goosebumps by Travis. That's when a lot of people didn't really know that song. And then right after that, he mixed it into Mariah Carey, and I was just like, "Who the fuck is this guy playing DJ?"
That's when we would fight. That's when we would fight over. You wanted Drake and I wanted Kendrick. It's been going long since.
But if you didn't party at this bar,
that was like a legend.
That was. Remember when we closed down the bar next door?
Last night
with that Dollar Cronus. Ramon was there.
Hammered. I don't know how the
Ramon. Which one?
El Negro. Did you ever really party at the bar we're talking about?
Not really. I mean, I went in there.
I'm sure we can name drop that bar, right?
I met a girl in there, dude. Uh-huh. And she was talking about that other bar. So I was like, "All right, cool." She's like, "I'm going to bring my friends." So I'm like, "All right." So I'm trying to, you know, like, dance with this girl and whatever. She wants to go to the bar. Let's fucking go.
Uh-huh.
We're at the bar, dude. I go to the restroom. And when I come back, these three chicks, like, two of them are making out, dude.
Uh-huh.
They're, like, straight up making out. I was like, "What the fuck?" So then I see the other one starts dancing with them, and I'm looking at these three girls, dude, and they're just fucking, like, dancing with each other. And she pulls me towards her, and I'm dancing in like, back of all three of them. So I'm, like, I asked her, I was like, so what's up? Are these your friends? Like, no, like, they're like, I'm a lesbian. I was like, oh, so
what did,
like,
you do next?
Well, I mean, what the hell was I supposed to do? I jumped in the middle, you know? I was dancing in the middle. That's probably the only time I ever went into that one bar.
I'll tell you what, my boy Oscar, you look at him and you're Oscar probably going to be like, nah, fuck that guy. He'll take your bitch, man. I'll tell you what, he'll take your bitch.
There's something about Oscar.
He did.
You know what it is? He looks like Diego Luna. He resembles him.
Diego Luna is the one of Narcos, right?
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of people tell me. Now I got rid of them.
Oh, Miguel Felix Gallardo, right? I don't give a fuck. He'll take your bitch. I'm just saying,
well, I'll take it.
I mean, he'll take your bitch. Plays a mean bitch. So, he'll take your bitch.
Let's talk about Oscar.
He did it last Saturday.
Let's talk about Oscar. We were all hanging out at a bar, and Oscar over here was hanging out a little too hard. And they say they caught him fucking.
I saw the eyes on this person that told me that you were fucking, and her eyes said you were fucking.
She looked terrified. She looked terrified.
I'll tell you what, though. That girl you were with, she was with someone else. She walked in that bar with someone, and you ended up leaving with her. So
Jesus Christ!
I know you didn't.
No, we didn't fuck.
You didn't fuck?
No.
Damn. I feel like.
I will say.
Did you get? Give me one.
Oh, sure.
I feel like he did. He just doesn't remember.
No, I mean, my dick was out.
Hey, this guy never wants to after party.
No, this bitch never wants to after party.
He's been a little more down than Oscar for sure.
Yeah. I want to go
really?
Home.
I thought it was the other way around.
No, we've had some good after party scenes in this apartment.
We've had some. What's the number one time you remember at the house? At Ivan's apartment.
Dude, last time we after party here, I looked back at the snap, and I was after partying with you guys. And I looked at our faces, and I looked at my face. You look disgusting, man. That's why I do
two,
not after okay. parties.
Two. I was like, two no. I remember. Two I remember. The one was after. So the first one I remember was... The first one was after the tragic events that happened, right?
Uh-huh, here in El Paso. Okay.
So,
but that wasn't an after party.
No, wait, it wasn't. But it kind of turned into kind of.
That was just you and me at the end of the night. Just
no, but like, but I remember it. I remember it because of Vince's girls. Remember those girls?
You're so messy, dude.
So it was weird. That day was weird, right? Really weird. So I text the guys. I'm like, hey, you know, it's kind of weird. Let's kind of all be together, right? So they come over.
We start giving each other hands.
Vince is dumbass. If no one knows Vince, you know he was a sad boy on the last episode.
So
Vince brought some girls over. Long story short, me and Aaron got fucked up. My girl's like, hey, there's this guy outside in a black sweater. So me and Aaron blasted out of our mind.
Keep into account, we were hammered, bro.
Hammered.
We were trashed. And it was like, what, like maybe one, two?
Hell yeah.
We were trashed.
Shit, so it's still kind of early.
So she was like, there's somebody outside. They were watching me. Me and Ivan over here. I had been watching Mindhunter. I just jumped in.
Yo, you're right. Me and Fuji were talking about Mindhunter. I remember.
I was all super fucking investigator. I was all like,
he jumped on
footprints.
I jump on the wall. And I'm like, I think I heard him back here. So Aaron jumps on the wall behind my apartment. He's all, no, the sand has not been distorted back here. And me and my dumb ass are like, you're right. So we start walking up and down the
street. Sherlock Holmes.
You know, so that night was just weird. Remember Fuji trying to play the game?
Walked all the way down. Bro, Fuji was high out of his... But I've never seen anybody that high, bro. Like, we were like, yo, Fuji, it's your turn. He was like...
You know how you're going to slide the card under the cap of... He was trying to fucking put the card on his ear. I was like, bro, dude, like, you're fucked. Like, you're fucked.
That was a good time. What about another time?
What's the second one? When I was literally dancing here with my neighbor. You were in the back room fucking someone. She shall not be named. But you know who I'm talking about, girl, because I know you listen to the podcast. Anyway, so Aaron's in my back, in my third room in the back of my apartment, banging some broads' brains out.
I wasn't banging.
And I'm here in my kitchen. And I'm dancing. And I'm just looking at my neighbor like, help me go to sleep. I had a game.
I told her, I was like, yo, let's go to my house. Like, I can't sleep here. Like, I'm rolling around. I'm like,
bro, you left. And I told my neighbor, I told my neighbor, I'm dancing. I'm like, help me sleep, bro.
Help me sleep.
I'm laying in that back room. And all you hear is, hey, neighbor, want to suck your dick?
That was weird. That was a little weird.
That would have been, that would have almost, they were literally like, A little bit more fun stuff away from fucking.
I just kept looking at my neighbor's eyes like, dude, I'm so fucking white. I don't know what Aaron gave me. I said, no, what he gave me, but help me go to sleep. Help me. I'm like doing the floss in my living room. Just like, what are you doing? Bro, that was the best shit. Just besides the thing we did 2 weeks ago. That was fun.
We had some good after parties here. I'm glad we had.
When you and this dumbass are running around my kitchen table trying to throw water in each other. When you call them a little Jew.
Little Jew?
Just because of my fucking occupation, I guess.
That's not why, but I'm not going to get into that.
Explain why they call me.
I'm not going to do that. Wait, I was sworn by secrecy not to get into
that. You can't call someone why you call me a little Jew.
No, I didn't. I didn't call that.
Cheers to the little Jew.
Cheers to me.
This is no offense to actual Jewish people out there. Let's just, you know.
I love them. They do my taxes.
No, they don't. Some fat guy does my taxes. Hey, but the fatter, the better they are at them. I'll tell you what, bro. But anyways, I'm trying to think of another time here where Oscar was here after partying with us.
I've been here, but I mean, nothing out of the ordinary, I think. Like, while after partying here.
What's like, what is the most, like, dope-ass after party you went to? That comes to your head. Right away. Think.
Dope ass after party?
Like, you were like, damn, that was a dope after party, bro.
I think when we all meet up at Billy's house after this certain.
Those were pretty good.
Those were pretty chill. They were good times. We had fun.
I kind of remember those.
You know which after parties were kind of dope? The ones behind the Fuente. And that little.
Oh, that little house?
Those were pretty dope.
We were going into
the gorditas back there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, remember when you hit the trash can? And you broke your mom, your that brother's butt. I know, but that's back when we didn't really after party. We would just go. Hold on, I'm not done yet.
Finish it.
Hold on. So.
Faster.
This is when you used to DJ at Funkmeyer's. Remember you used to DJ at Funkmeyer's?
That was after a night at Funkmeyer's?
Yeah, it was after a night. It was just me and you. So me and Aaron get fucking hella blasted.
No, that was on a Tuesday.
No, it wasn't.
It was during the week. It was on a Tuesday. We went out. We just went out.
Did we just go out?
And then we went to the gas station and
we got hot Cheetos with cheese. Hot Cheetos with cheese and Lunchables. We did a Lunchables. Yeah. So we go through Montoya Street. If anyone knows on the west side, Montoya, then it hits Country Club, right? So I tell Aaron, I was like, yo, there's this thing we used to do when we were little. We used to gather trash cans and just roll them down like 10 blocks and throw them. He's like, I got one better. He fucking just hits the fucking trash can.
You see, in my dad's truck, I didn't realize, I'm like, I'm in my grandma's car. It's a fucking little, soccer van, but it's like a crossover.
We're blasted.
And we're hammered. Soccer man. So I was like, fuck it. Bam! I started running over trash cans. And then there was this house with a trash can in front. I don't know what the fuck they had, bro. Oh, I hit it dead on, bro.
No mames.
Boom! I was like, fuck, Ivan. And I'm driving up and I hear you could tell one of the tires was fucked. So I'm going through the neighborhoods. I'm fucking nervous.
Fucked it all up. And I called my brother-in-law.
We had to call his brother-in-law. And this fool passes out.
No, I didn't.
He passed out, bro. This guy's sleeping.
Bro, it was like 20 degrees outside. Fuck what you gonna do?
So
I was gonna wait for this dumbass to fix his car. I'm gonna get warm.
I was fucked up. I was fucked up. So I was just standing there watching fucking Saul. And he's just like. Fixing, I'm like, yo, if it wasn't for Saul Duck,
we'd be fucked.
We would have been fucked.
Oh, God
bless. We would have been stupid.
You know, there's an origin to that story. There's an origin to that story. We used to go fuck up trash cans and mailboxes when we were in high school all the time. I think we all did.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know what's wrong with you guys. I never did that.
You never did any of that?
What the fuck? I don't.
No, you know what my best high school story was with you? When we, it was me, you, Jesse. What happened to Jesse? Do we have any S tiers that listen to this?
Okay, so funny thing about Jesse, he hit me
any,
up. Not
any
so long
ST
ago.
People that listen to this podcast?
I don't know, dog. It doesn't tell me who listens to it.
Okay. Well, anyways. Anyways.
Yeah, if so, there's any ST people, I feel like after comment on Aaron.
So you had a Gatorade. You had a fucking paintball bomb. Uh-huh. Right? So we sneak out of his shit and we got to run across the fucking elementary school, right? And I was like, God, I don't think I'm going to be able to make this run, right, guys? So I'm making the run and I'm like, I stop and I make an excuse and I say I see a ghost. And they're like, no way. I'm like,
yeah, no, we saw something.
Well, I think we saw something.
And we went back.
But thank God.
High school?
Thank God, bro. Thank God. And I stopped at them. I was like, no, you guys kept running. I don't think you made it, though. And you came back. But I stopped and I was like,
no, I think we all went back.
Did we go back?
Because we're gonna go through the desert, right?
Oh yeah, you're right. We went through the desert and then we ended up going through the Cajon. Yeah,
we didn't do that shit.
Yeah, you're right, we did see some
little desmadrosos in high school.
Dude, remember those fucking parties in the desert though? That was the best in high school.
At the wall and shit.
The wall or over here behind the
behind the middle school,
right? The middle school, yeah, dude. So
where Robert where Robert used to port Kiara in the fucking desert.
Yeah.
Oh, all those girls used to get fucked in the fucking desert.
Dude, remember that one that like got like fucked like
in Shannon, on the on
the dirt? Used to
get fucked back got fucked on the dirt?
Yeah, dude, like straight up.
I think that's how every bitch in Southern Park got pregnant.
Damn. Shout out all the homegirls in Southern Park. Yeah, shout out to
all the homegirls. Hey, Cincy Thoughts, y'all really think you host? Nah, you host. Let me tell
you, you're Instagram host. You ain't ho-host.
Yeah, you ain't
host. I feel like
that. You don't suck dick, dick. These chicks do.
Yeah, bro.
What happened at Cincy in that fight?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I
took Saturday this weekend? Yeah, we were there.
I took Saturday off. I don't know. I really don't know.
No idea. No idea.
I don't think that was getting arrested.
Take her away, bro.
Hey, if anyone knows that girl, get her to air so we get on the podcast.
Hey,
so
we want to know the story.
We
want
to hear the backstory.
We want to hear the backstory on what's going on with that.
We want to know if she sucks dick.
That's because I gave her my EBT card.
Yo, remember when you were fighting with what's his name inside that one bar?
Me?
Yeah, because of your tap.
Wait, who the hell was that?
Oh, my God.
Who was like, really?
I don't remember don't shit. Was that? Okay.
No, I do black out a lot, but I mean, I don't remember fighting with anyone. Hey, if I was fighting, then, you know, something was not right.
Ivan the Icon, make sure you follow that.
Vince J Music.
Vince J Music. Hell, what happened with Vince that one podcast?
Oh, man, Vince is a mess, man. He is on a rampage. He's been on a rampage since I met him.
Didn't he ask, like, everybody the other day, like, 8 in the morning, who wants to go day drink, bro?
Bro, he hit the group chat, like at 2, 3 in the morning last night. He's like, Jags?
Hey, Vince, you're my guy, dog. You know you always be my guy, but get your shit together, all
right? I just want to say something, man. Lance has been pretty quiet with the podcast. But you know what? Dude? He's wild, man.
What time is it?
And if
it's time to start grilling Lance.
It's time to grill
Lance. You know what? Hey, before we do that, I just want to say if I was ever in a fight, I would want him on my corner, even though he does not seem like it.
You ready? We're all going to ask Lance a question. I'll go first.
Okay, I know what question you're going to ask.
What's your body count?
My body count? 3.
Whoa.
No.
Stop it now.
Okay, guys.
It's a horny podcast.
Time 7.
If it's 3, make up a number higher than 10.
I just said that. When y'all heard me, I was like,
at least give us a double-digit number, man.
Stroking fucking weak.
No, hold on, Lance.
Fucking
really
weak.
Huh?
Is it really 3?
No, times 7. It's cool.
So 3 times 21? 7? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you don't know math?
No. Yeah, we know math.
Look at him. He's getting nervous. He's shaking his
legs. What is it? Yo. Lance, if you guys know Lance or if you don't know Lance, like, he's a quiet guy, but you tell him something, he'll clap back, man.
All right, Ivan, go ahead.
I clap back.
Next question for Lance.
Next question for Lance. Lance, my family swears you're gay, dog. Are you really gay?
Damn.
No, I'm not gay.
A better encounter, because everybody on Instagram wants to know, you ever suck a dick?
Everybody wants to know if you suck a dick.
Have you ever had a threesome?
No, I've never had a threesome, but I'll never hold it out.
Look at him.
He's shaking. He's shaking in his boots. He's shaking in his boots.
Carlos texting him. Remember what I said?
Better be fucking good, dude.
Remember, if you want to get back into your mom's house, you better not say shit.
Oscar. Go ahead, you're next. Grill Lance.
Nah, man, I love Lance. I can't think of anything.
No, grill his fucking ass.
No, just ask him a fucking question.
Oh, ask him a question.
Any question you want.
Question. Hey, do you like your asshole eating, Lance? You know what?
No. Oscar's next.
Okay, go.
And then we'll go backwards.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm so, Lance, do you like to get your asshole in and out?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's pretty nice.
How do you like it?
Zigzags. I want her to write a novel on my asshole.
All right, question for the whole group.
Question for the whole group. Go.
What's the craziest way you've ever gotten your ass eaten? Have you got any ass?
Say it again.
What's the craziest way someone's ever ate your ass?
I don't like anything near my asshole.
So right, you never had your ass?
No.
That's not gay.
The best way to only get your ass is to get milked, right? So that's how you get milked. So for all you girls out there, that don't eat ass and other guys that don't like the ass,
I feel like once you pass 25 for sure, you should be eating ass.
Bro. So look,
you eat ass?
Absolutely.
It's the fucking heat of the moment. You gotta do it.
I can't have anything near my butthole, man, because I'll fuck it. I feel weird, man.
You like taking
shits? I jump, man.
You like taking shits?
I love taking shits.
It's like
Look, it's like, let's go back to that song. Fellas. It's okay to get on your back sometimes, right? Get on your back, cock your legs back, hold them for her. I've held them for her. Let her stroke your penis.
Yo, I've never had that. Like,
and
I've
then
had
let her eat your butthole.
Dude, I think Ivan's the type of guy that he wants to get fucking missionary and he wants to be a bottom.
Yo, by a girl. For real. You wouldn't mind getting paid?
I can imagine, like, you know what?
I'm not judging.
I've had half a finger in my butthole and it wasn't bad.
What about you? What's the craziest way you ever got your ass eaten?
It was good. I've had my ass eaten, but there was nothing really, like, it was crazy.
Just laying down?
Yeah, no, I was actually. Nah. I was on my knees.
You on your knees.
Oh, you're okay.
I was just like,
each his own, brother. Each his own. Bro, yeah. I'm telling you, everyone on here that thinks, oh, no, fuck that. When you're behind closed doors and you're horny, you've done some nasty.
Bro, once you start eating a butt,
you truly love somebody, you eat that butt. And if you don't love them, you know you're and you think they're clean, you know you're moaning.
Well, there's been a lot of girls I didn't love and I ate their butthole.
Exactly, but you thought it was clean, right?
You thought.
You prayed to God it was clean. You prayed on your mama. It was clean.
Let's go ahead. We're going to grill Oscar next.
Go for it.
Lance, go ahead.
Okay.
Go for it.
Ask him a question. Oscar. Any question you want, man.
I can't diss Oscar, man.
You don't got to diss him.
Jeez, man. Y'all want to go have sex in the back room?
No, man.
So why you being so, all of a sudden, he's being so soft. Bro. This guy is the most.
I like going off on Ivan.
You are pretty aggressive, man.
Okay, okay.
We used to fight a lot, bro.
Oscar, what's your body count? I want to know the body count.
My body count?
Yeah.
Shit, man.
And please include the one from
my backyard. Bar.
I can't include the one from my backyard.
You know what, Oscar? Did you at least get the chip in? Netflix, you?
The what?
No.
You have no one seen you?
I can fix you.
Yeah, that's Oscar, bro.
Wait, what are you talking about? You?
Yeah, you on Netflix.
Like, hey, girl.
I see you on the corner.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, you seem like a you guy.
Yo, well, that guy's trending, so. And all these girls are posting memes about him and shit.
So you gonna take it?
Shit, I'll take it.
So what's your body count?
Hey, honey, I got a dungeon in my room. My body, it's probably in the 30s.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oscar, you ever had a threesome?
Absolutely.
Tell us. You don't gotta put names. Tell us about when it happened, how it happened, and what did you do? How did you contribute?
Who are your friends?
Let me find out. Oscar couldn't get it right. He just said,
my first threesome.
Like, well, I didn't really contribute.
Because I'm nervous.
I.
Tell us about the threesome.
I mean, I had a devil's three-way, like, the first time I had a threesome.
The devil's three? What is that? Three guys?
two guys and a girl. It was two guys and a girl, man. Okay. But it was an after party in Juarez and shit.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? There's the bed. I'm going to take the bed. I don't give a shit. Then some guy who shall remain unnamed, of course.
That's good.
He jumped on the other side. And then there was this one girl. She was, like, in the middle of the fucking place, and she didn't know where to sleep. So I was like, I don't give a fuck where you go. She laid down in the middle, right?
Okay.
Long story short, man, I'm sleeping and I hear the bed moving. I turn around.
Oh, they got started without you.
Oh, absolutely. I was knocked out, man.
You were still in the
corner. I turn around and this chick's face is looking at me like moaning. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So then I realized, like, you know, this guy was like fucking her, you know, from behind. So I did what anybody would do on this table.
Of course.
What anybody would do. I pulled out my dick.
I started sucking
my own dick. No, I grabbed my own. Yeah, I grabbed her head and put it on my dick.
And that was 31 body count.
That is number 31.
And that was number 2.
I didn't pause. I know you guys want to figure out how I got here.
Okay, you understand, Ivan? Ask him a question.
All right,
shoot it out there.
Ivan's ruthless.
No, I'm not ruthless, bro. But I just want to know the craziest place you've ever had sex, because those are always fun.
I wouldn't say there's a crazy place though, man.
Like weird place, like Macy's.
Damn.
Like Star Western Wire.
Come on, dog.
Something like craziest place you've ever had sex.
Back at Kentucky Derby in Juarez.
I mean,
you go to Juarez a lot, so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I.
And on pinche callejón.
I was not having sex, but I mean, I was like fingering a girl in the inside a bar of Juarez. Like in front of the dance floor where everybody was.
Oh,
at.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you dancing like Tony Montana?
Like Tony Montana?
Bro, if anyone knows, she's
not like the craziest place I had sex.
Yeah, man. Give it to us.
Give it to us.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. Outdoors.
Well, I mean, you do have a low body count, though.
Yeah.
Both of you do.
Yeah.
I respect women.
Should we live it now?
Yeah, let's just do it.
Alright. No, Oscar, you go next.
Me? Nah, man. I want you to go.
Damn.
Where'd you go next?
Damn.
Oh, man. I got a lot of questions. I don't know which one
to ask. You know Lance wants to ask him shit.
Oh, you got questions for me?
You got to grill Ivan now.
Yeah, go ahead. Grill me.
I don't think Ivan's
interested. It don't matter.
Just like a chicken. I'm an open book. I really don't give a shit. So go ahead, guys.
Who's like,
and I give it to you straight.
Who's the hoiest hoe you ever fucked?
The hoiest hoe I've ever fucked.
Like,
and this next segment is brought to you by Tinder. No, I don't know her name, but when I did take her to my mom's
and
shed,
how did you know she was a hoe?
Well, that's what I'm about to tell you. So I don't remember her name, but when she did kind of meet me at my mom's, you know, when I used to live in my mom's outhouse. We're on the come up now though. What's up, baby? I knew she was a hoe because right away, dog, like right away, she just dropped to her knees and just like
sucking your dick.
Like she started sucking my dick. So I was just like, usually these bitches kind of want to see what I'm watching on TV first.
Maybe she was horny.
She's sucking the dick really from the back, or what?
Were you guys drinking before that or
no? No, she just showed up.
Is that the time you got the rusty trombone?
I don't know her personally. I still don't know her personally. That one time, I just had that feeling.
And that was it? You never...
Never again.
Why I got a feeling?
By the way, I told you, when she walked in, she started sucking my dick, and I was just like...
You wake up with with bumps on your dick the next day?
No, I was fine. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to...
You already had the bumps on
your dick. I'm not going to... I don't know. Do you guys never had that feeling? We just fucked this girl and just like, yo, this bitch fucks everybody. Sure.
Like you felt dirty and shit?
Dude, you felt a little dirty? It was, this girl was like, shit. Usually they have to ask, yo, can I spit in your mouth? Girl was like, pfft. And I was like,
she spit in your mouth.
She spit in my mouth.
Oh, damn, you're calling her daddy.
Yeah, you're calling her daddy.
I call her daddy, dude.
I'm telling you, Ivan wants to get fucked missionary and be a bottom.
You know what?
I see Ivan fucking one of those bodybuilder chicks, dude.
Yeah, definitely. Ivan would definitely fuck him.
You know,
I'm
around with them.
Right. What?
Big clits. That you would definitely fuck like a bodybuilder.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Here comes Lance.
So there's this person from your life. Okay. I'm not gonna say not too long ago, not too soon ago. You know what I'm saying.
Not too soon ago,
even a thing.
Strawberry.
Anyways,
I don't care. I'll take whichever one.
So
everybody got a new one already.
Yeah, I got one.
No, finish it.
No.
We're not gonna keep going. No, be quiet. We're not going to keep going until he finishes.
We're not going.
Come on, that's just only one, man.
He's only been on one. I'm already on three. What are you on? Two?
Three.
There you go.
Three.
All right, let's all drink. Come on, let's all drink together.
All right, go ahead, and then?
Go ahead, Lance.
Would you ever fuck a chick that's a bodybuilder with a big-ass clitoris?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wouldn't you?
Would you suck on the clitoris?
How would you know she has a big-ass clitoris?
Because all them bodybuilder chicks have big-ass clitoris.
Do we know that? Do we know that for a fact, Lance?
Yeah. I read it online, dude.
Oh, I don't know. I saw Aaron's story, and you were talking about a bodybuilder's clit. So you must know something about bodybuilding.
Okay, there was one time I straight up Googled it.
Oh, you Googled it.
It was in Google.
Do bodybuilders have...
With your super high-speed internet.
Super high-speed internet. 11 years old, by the way. Ask for
a guy.
Go ahead, man.
AskForA.com.
That was the question?
Yeah. Would you do it?
Yeah.
What brought you to that point?
Oh, I don't know. You know
talking about someone from
my past. I beat around the bush. I was going to ask him one question, but I didn't ask him that question.
You need to ask him that question.
I just don't want to hurt
him. It's Ivan. Ivan don't give a fuck.
Yo, I don't want him to drink and drive tomorrow. You know,
Lance, let me tell you something. Ivan's on this podcast, so he knows.
Bro, look, I'm on the podcast.
He knows what's going
on. My girl's actually in the next room.
I'm gonna let us know about my
No name dropping though.
Never mind.
Not the one. Not the one with the A.
look at that.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just gonna refer to this one as Target Girl.
Target Girl.
Yeah, Target Girl.
You can be referring to
not Walmart girl, not Albertson's girl.
Target. Five.
That's actually kind of true. To be honest, that's true.
Five of them. Anyways, what's the question?
Well, do you miss Target Girl?
No, not at all, bro. No, not at all. Not at all.
My whole life has changed since you came in.
Cops in the OC.
Wait, everybody? Keep going.
Bitches on my phone.
Hey, you know what, girl? When you would leave every night with that other fella, I knew. I just didn't care. To answer your question, no, man.
That was a petty question of me, but
no.
Hey, but remember that one time me and Oscar had to save your ass outside
what'd you call me?
That bar? Oscar?
None. Are you sure you called me?
Asker?
Fuck, call me Asker.
Call him Asker? Asker.
All
right, continue.
I never thought about calling Oscar that till right now.
What, Asker? Why did I ever think of that since like the fifth grade or something?
Asker.
Hey, that's Asker over there!
How long have you been on?
We've been on for about 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
A little more than 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Why?
So like, oh, you have a question? Now your turn. You got a question?
I already asked you.
What did you ask?
What
me?
Is the holiest toe you've ever?
Oh yeah, like, you got a question. And then, yeah,
you're next. Already? You're next.
Me? I already asked.
These are some simple questions, guys. That's it.
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, I like the question.
How much money would you suck a dick for?
How much money would I suck a dick for?
How much money would you suck a dick for?
I tell you what.
$20 for you or what?
I would do for a Cowboys Super Bowl.
Holy shit. So if somebody guarantees you the Cowboys will get a Super Bowl, you will suck a dick.
Whip your dick out.
So you're talking about sucking God's dick now.
You're talking about never having a dick in your mouth.
I just want to put this.
I see, that's why I said
it. The Cowboys haven't been. The Cowboys haven't been in a Super Bowl since we were infants. Like, what, like 90s?
95.
Early 90s, 95? I was like 4 years old. All right?
So let's put it this way.
The Raiders have a higher chance of going to the fucking Super Bowl than the Cowboys right now. I bet. Because they might land.
You know what? We didn't let some dumbasses turn this into a political podcast, so
I'm not going to let this. Oh, you mad, man.
Look. He's starting to get buzzed.
Ivan has no problem talking about the stupid sexual shit.
I don't
want to
get into
dumb,
sports,
but you say
though, because how do I do when, how do I get when I get into
sports? Yeah, it's true. This isn't a sports
podcast. I could keep going and going. All right,
did you guys get out of your system?
Yes.
Done. Let's move on. What did you do for Super Bowl?
You just smoked some meat, man. Just hung out. That's about it.
Yeah, you don't really do a lot of anything fun, huh?
No, because it's month end close, you know. So
that's his answer for everything.
I gotta be at my eight.
Remember when he told us, I gotta clean my gun.
Oh yeah, I remember. What were we gonna do that day?
we were gonna do something.
We were doing something.
I still showed up though.
No, you did not. You said you had to clean your gun or some bullshit.
Oh, he did say some bullshit.
You
like
didn't.
That.
I don't even.
Sometimes I just don't feel like hanging out, guys. Okay,
well, just
say it.
I say it, Aaron. Aaron, how long?
You gotta sound interesting.
Before we keep going,
Aaron, how long have you known me? Since the fifth grade. Sorry, when I don't want to...
He just says no.
I straight up say no.
I'm like,
I'm not doing this.
Hey, but Ivan's even worse because Ivan will say he's going and then... Yeah. Like,
when have I done that? When have I done that?
That one time we're supposed to go to Cincy on a Friday. You're like, yo, come pick me up.
For your birthday.
When's the last time I went to
your birthday? Okay.
For my birthday.
For your birthday. And what did I tell you?
When was the last time I went to your residence?
What did I tell you?
You went on like
it was
a Saturday.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You were supposed to go.
You
when?
Dude, I was calling you that day. Yo, we're going today, dude. And you're like,
yeah, bro, I got you, bro. Let's go.
You know what? It just recently turned into that because I'm a father too.
True. You make
I have two beautiful boys. So schedules can change. Right? So I'm not gonna use that as an excuse, but it's an excuse.
But that's at least an excuse. The most bullshit ass excuse he ever came up with.
I gotta clean my Yeti.
I have to. I'm gonna babysit my brothers, bro.
Yo, just roll.
His brothers are grown.
Remember you said that? They're in their fucking 20s.
Bro, one
like, no, we didn't babysit. It was a birthday party.
One looked like Jonah Hill, bro. Come on.
Jonah Hill. You know, some big ass kid. What the fuck you talking about?
You got Jonah Hill and Seth Rogen.
They about to sit on you and babysit you.
No, the other dude from the
which one?
I love this guy. I'd suck his dick.
Super bad. Michael Cera?
No, from the interview.
When did this fucking...
I got stained dick.
James Franco.
Oh, James Franco.
When did this fucking podcast turn into a dick sucking podcast, bro? That's the second time
since the beginning.
No, bro. I just said he asked me, how much money does it take to suck dick. I said, throw the money aside. I said, for a Super Bowl for Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl.
What's your number?
Hey, but hey, this motherfucker said they didn't have to win.
Aaron was talking a lot about sucking dick on the last episode. Talking about like it was something simple, like whatever.
Oh, they offered him like $5,000 to get his
dick. And you were down for $5,000.
That's
right.
Good. That's a good
$5,000.
Hey, man, it's tough.
You know what?
Somebody's offering
tequila.
You
yeah, I do.
Somebody's offering you too. You know what? Like, you know what? It's that time of the year where, you know, I don't got that much buck on me. I said five, but I got two, man.
It depends.
I got two.
It depends at like what time you catch.
What do you mean?
If you catch me like on a Saturday.
Saturday.
3-4 in the morning.
Yeah.
I know what? At 2 Saturdays.
But
I'm
going to do installments. You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy's telling me I'm doing installments.
Remember when you made out with Richie?
I should try to lower the number of this guy. All right, I'll do it for free.
You take three? No, 2.5?
Hey, you know what? All it took was for me to look at him and grab his chin and
he
kissed me.
Yeah, he was like, okay.
He kissed me. Whose house were we at? Vic's apartment. 2 weeks ago? We're at Vic's apartment.
Oh, for the after
party. And I just grabbed you by the chin and you just kissed me.
Yo.
That was the second time, too. The first time was at Annette's.
Hey, singing your...
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, you were already blacked out. And then you made out with Richie.
Hey, kissing the boys isn't gay.
No, kissing the boys ain't the gay.
Kissing your guy, that's not gay.
Bro, have you even given a little kiss to your boy on the lip? Is that your boy?
That's my boy, man.
That's a boy.
I love that guy.
This is locker room banter here, man. We kiss each other, man.
There's a lot of...
Ivan, it gets gay when fucking Ivan wants to go to the showers, you know?
We've all known each other for a long time. We've all done some things.
You know what I mean?
We can't talk about Ivan's.
You know, I'll tell you what though, my very first threesome with another guy was actually with Aaron.
Right here, high five. High five.
I was there. I was looking in the window.
You know what? It was with the same girl that is with Oscar.
But this was a long time ago. This was a long time ago.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, me and Aaron. What do you mean? A long time ago.
Remember the girl we were going to Pound Town with a long time ago?
And I instigated it, remember? I instigated the shit out of that night.
You know, it just kind of like...
I got horny, dude.
I didn't want to do it.
Bro, he didn't want to do it. Aaron didn't want to do it. So this is what happened. Can I tell you the story? We got to this after party. It was weird, bro. This fucking after party was weird.
It was kind of like...
Okay, so we're there. There's this gay guy there. So we start shotgunning the Twisted. Remember, you got to do a 12-pack of Twisted.
Hell yeah.
And this guy's like... Oh, you're so cute. Would you ever let me suck your dick? And I'm like... No, I'm good right now. I don't think I'm that drunk. You got $5,000? Nah. So anyway,
you got $1,000?
Aaron's dumbass cousin. She still owes me Whataburger for cleaning up her vomit at that one bar. But anyways, she throws up all over herself. Remember? She threw up all over herself. And then we're already working on this threesome. And then
I didn't want to. Ivan over here wanted to. I wanted to go home. I was like, I was tired. But yeah. Ivan was like, you ever seen the Jack Nicholson gif like that?
I was just like, yo, let's get it. And he's like, are you sure you want to turn back and go? And
we turned back and history was made.
History was made. It was fun. That was a long time ago.
Been here.
Yeah.
Been here.
That was a long time.
You know which ones I lost though? I lost the ones of me and Oscar.
Did you? And it was the same girl.
Yeah, because I got a new iPhone.
It was the same girl.
Yeah.
But Jonathan too, right?
Man, Jonathan was weird about it.
Jonathan was like, tell me
about that, because Jonathan, if you listen to this, you a weird motherfucker, Dad, but we love you.
We love you.
Remember
you
that one time it turned into I made out, I know I never kissed the guy, so I kissed the guy, then I made out a guy, like, then it's like the guy's dick or something.
I'm like surprised Jonathan didn't try to suck like one of our dicks or anything that night. That was boys of him. For sure.
No, that's boys.
Well, yeah, my
boys.
First threesome.
No, so wait.
Like, I was the only one with a shirt on.
Male, girl. My girl, and me threesome. That one was weird. Really? The way it just happened was weird. So I was fucking this girl in Cruces. She's from fucking Silver Cruises. City, I think. She was from Silver.
You know, the more north you go, the weirder.
So
she was a little racist or anything?
All their moms do, like,
she was white, bright blue eyes.
Was she a pog?
No, she wasn't a pog. She was skinny. She was really skinny.
Okay.
But she had a nice tight butt. So she's rolling up smoking in my bedroom in the back room. And then she's like, you know, my sister's coming. I'm like, cool. I'm like, I've never met her, but she's cool. I'm like, tell her to come through yourself. She wants to fuck. I said, I'm not going to lie. My heart jumped a little bit. I said, fuck, man. I got a pleasure two girls now.
He's like, do I have enough dick?
I did. I'll tell you what. I said, do I have enough? It's like, fuck, man, being that Super Bowl quarterback, do I have enough to win this game, right?
You got one drive in you.
You only have one drive, bro.
If you fuck it up, it's done.
This is Joe Montana, fourth quarter, bro. Like, I better not fuck up.
Oh, hell yeah.
You did a Hail Mary on that?
So, bitch? I played it kind of, they were both high as fuck, so I was like, okay, I'm the only, so I gotta play this right. So I said,
you gotta let me,
bro, they started, from my understanding, they were sisters, but I don't think they were. They didn't look alike.
They
didn't look
alike.
Maybe
they just think that the
one was really white. The other one was like kind of more.
They probably said that.
So they probably just said that.
It wasn't her sister. It was her sister.
They said, there you go. So I was like, all right. I said, we'll start playing with each other. So they started doing their thing or whatever, right? And then I was like, all right. 15 minutes later, 20 minutes later, I was like, let me jump in now. So I jumped in.
And the rest was history.
The rest was goddamn.
You guys never had a threesome before.
That was very...
I was kind of incestuous right there.
I've had way too many
fucking you met the
girl. I've been, what, in two? No.
Remember,
I guess it's a threesome and a foursome. I've been in a threesome and a foursome.
Me and Oscar over here. We up here.
Up top.
Yeah. But anyways, we go back to the time we were gangbanging. And so this guy's in the room still. And he's gangbanging. He was still beating cheeks.
Me?
He went back in there. Remember, he went back in there.
I remember. I still have the. I remember, so I went out.
Yeah, so you want to go have a cigarette mid gangbang?
Yo, bro. No.
That was before gangbang. Cool. No?
I don't remember. I know for a fact because I was outside and I was talking to this guy. And he was fucking freaked out of his mind.
Oh, Jonathan.
And I finished the cigarette, and that's when I went back in.
Yeah, and then I was talking to Jonathan in the kitchen. I was like, "Yo, you want a drink?" And he was like, "Dude, I gotta get tested." And I was like, "Yeah, man, for sure, you get tested." You know, and he's all. where do I go get tested? And I'm like, yo, Jonathan, calm. Like, yo, you're freaking. Was freaking. Like, Jonathan,
calm. Like, you got, yo, some, like, yo, you got the, something. In the snaps that I remember seeing, he was just like.
He looked like he was having.
Dude, he was shoving that girl. Hey, hey, you know,
what, Jonathan? Jonathan has a weak ass stroke game.
Really?
I saw it firsthand.
You did.
Hey, you saw my stroke game. How was my stroke game? Honestly.
I know. It was pitch black in that room. I couldn't see a fucking. I heard things.
What did you hear?
Slurping.
Slurping. I felt like I was at 7-Eleven, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Like, I haven't had a good Sonic Slurpee and shit.
I'll tell you what, Aaron was sitting there just looking at us, and I was just, Aaron was just like, hurry the fuck up already.
Dude, I was done because I had already busted, so I was like, yo, hurry the fuck up. I'm trying to go fucking home.
But yeah, your foursome, that's good. Good for you guys. I remember seeing those snaps. I woke up to those snaps, and I was like,
yeah, I woke up to that.
I'm not going
to
lie, I kind of stood up. I got my bugle out.
Yeah. Like, you got the conch shell?
I did.
News team! Assemble!
Good for you.
Yeah, that was the one time we had a
Lance, you gotta live Lance, life. Lance, you gotta get in it. Lance, you gotta live life.
Guys, I feel like guys. Lance will be Lance, look, if your man ever, if my girl ever tells me, you know what, you gotta pass. My pass is gonna be to go out and make sure we get a fucking orgy with this guy.
With Lance?
Lance is always talking about
the bulge. I'd be intimidated.
He shows off the bulge. He wears tight pants.
I'd be intimidated. If you get Lance in there, I'd be intimidated, man. I don't know how to, you know.
Yo, he walks in with that fucking Theo belly right there.
Hey, man. El Gordi Bueno.
It's fucking Theo Cuervo. It's Coors, man.
El Cochibordo. With that polo.
Shout out to the Spanish speakers, whoever
understood it. Hey, his new name is Cochigordo, wey.
Hey, remember that one time I thought a gasoline race? He's all, when we were chasing him all over the parking lot, he's like, I gotta go. Why? He's all, Carla's in the hospital. He just drops the phone. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
He didn't even hang up
did
the phone.
Did you lie to us that day?
No, Carla, not remember, we're following him outside,
yeah?
Remember?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then we finally catch up to him, and he just puts the phone down and even hanging up.
Yo.
He's all, Carla's in the hospital.
And was that the same day there was a race involved?
No. That was you and me.
There was a race.
That was you and me. That was like on a Monday.
No, that was a different time at Gasoline Range.
Yeah, there was this one guy.
Shout out to Gasoline Range one time.
Shut
out. Hey, what did they have? Like a dollar?
They got like dollar tacos in it too.
I don't know, but I like dollar, what's that beer? Lone Star, no?
Lone Star's a dollar everywhere.
I don't know.
I remember that one dumbass bar.
I just remember there was a race involved in the parking lot. I don't know who won or who lost, but I won.
Dude, remember there was money bet.
There was.
I think I won like $60 out of that, dude.
There was, in the fucking parking lot of Gasoline Race, dude. Like, everybody started walking out.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody we were on the bar and shit. I don't know how it happened.
We were hanging out with the owner.
It was some random ass fucking guy. He was talking about, like, he was fast or something. So then Lance over here with his big mouth talking about, like, he's fucking, like, Usain Bolt or some shit.
No, fuck that.
I'll fucking race you, bro.
No, he came up to me and asked me to race.
Usain Bolt?
Yeah. And so fucking Lance over here. Yeah, I mean, he looks slow.
I bet you anything, I'm faster than you.
Oh, man.
He's trying to
faster than me. Hey, shout out to Nighthawk B Division.
We should do it right now.
Whoever goes back to the microphone first.
We should do it.
After that, we'll race outside.
No, I'm good. It's cold.
All of us.
Yo, don't do it. Hey. Last time somebody did that to him, he said no, and he kicked their ass.
He's trying to undersell you, bro.
Oh, you're looking dumb short term and win long term, huh? Bitch, you either win now or you don't win at all.
I ain't gonna go at it at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm fast.
I'm tired of saving your ass, dude. Come on, calm down.
Tire one time, and it wasn't really saving my ass. I was blacked.
We're gonna talk about that story.
I don't want to bring it up. I really don't, because I get heated when I talk about it. I let those demons go. Because I'm not even gonna say it. I don't think I can say it.
So we talking about
you guys gonna make Ivan mad. Stop it.
All I'm gonna say is
Ivan throws down. I'm there.
If we were not, you know what? All I want to say is, I know if it gets you mad or whatnot, man. But we were there for you.
No, I never said.
Oscar lost his glasses that night, dude,
and you got them back.
Hey, you see what this is? The world's tiniest violin.
The smallest violin playing for Ivan, and his fucking and his back on the cement of a parking lot.
If it wasn't for us, Ivan would have most likely been in the hospital.
Ivan would have gotten his ass beat. Ivan would have gotten his ass.
Yo, let's talk.
Hey, you know what, dude? And it's okay, Ivan. We love you, dog. We love you.
It's cool, bro.
There was more of them than there was of you.
I think Oscar and I are
and blacked out drunk. But it's all right. It's cool.
You know, okay. Okay. You know, yeah.
All I'm going to say is,
thank you.
So, you were touched by
an
angel.
So you're going to
just got touched by an angel, girl.
Hey, peace in the Middle East.
Peace in the Middle East.
Hey, when's the last time we all went out together?
Fuck, man.
Shit. We were out.
Well, I mean, we always go out. I don't know about Lance.
It was, oh, I saw you.
You know, it's kind of weird. You know, Aaron kind of brought up a weird thing to me about last year, about 6 months ago.
Well, bring it up.
He said, you know what, Ivan? I don't think Lance likes to party with you. I said, why?
Damn.
I said, because every time he's like, yeah, Paula. But then when you say, yeah, I'm going to be there. He just doesn't show up.
That is true. That is true.
So I'm a good fucking time. So anyway,
yeah, I know you're
so,
a good time.
So I'm a good fucking time. So a lot, I'm pretty sure some people know me. They see me with Aaron a lot.
Yeah,
I know. I'm a good fucking time. I will tell you one thing.
I love you like a brother, and that is merely coincidence.
Yo no soy. I'm a good fucking time, man.
When's the last time we hung out? What, the night before Thanksgiving?
And I never had a problem with you when we go out. I think the only person that I almost threw down with in our friend group was Fuji, and that was it. I've never tried to throw on anybody.
Shout out to Fuji one time.
Shout out to Fuji. On the side of fucking 66, cool. Remember that?
Fuji, hey, let's tell our best Fuji stories.
Fuji, we love you.
I go first because
why is it Fuji on the podcast?
Huh?
Why is it Fuji here?
Because
he can't handle himself.
I only got four mics.
Dude, you know he would not be able to handle himself right now.
Yo, exactly. I'll go first on the Fuji story. So Fuji shows up on Friday. This is the most recent. This is how many Fuji stories I have. I'll just go with the newest one.
Jesus.
On fucking Friday, Fuji shows up. Everybody knows Fuji, bro.
Everybody.
Like Fuji's a bro. Fuji is like a dinosaur.
Dude, he's a retired frat guy, right?
He's a retired frat guy. Yo, he reminds me of Matthew McConaughey in that one movie. Well, he's like, all right.
I get older, they stay the same.
Yeah, that's what I like about
high school girls. I get older, they stay the same age. All right.
Hey man, you got a joint.
Your bitch too, though.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
I think so. No, I don't think he'll steal it, but he'll find a way to score.
I've seen some of the girls Fuji hooks up with, bro. Let me tell you, they're not all that good. They are kind of like a little, some of them are a little busted. I'm trying to think of like a hot girl Fuji's hooked up with. But I can't. All right, I'll go first. Fuji shows up to the bar. And I was a nice guy, right? I was like, yo, Fuji, let's go take a shot. So we go to the bar. We take a shot. I'm DJing. This motherfucker, this was like an hour later. Motherfucker walks back to the DJ booth with one shot. And I was like, where's my shot? And he goes, stupid Fuji face. Look.
What are you talking about, bro?
Me no, see Godzilla.
Oh, hey, bro, Hans.
I was like, really, Fuji? You're gonna fucking do that? Yeah, I buy.
So that was your tab, and he got a shot for himself?
No, he just bought, like, I bought him a shot at the beginning of the night. I said, yo, here's a shot. Towards the end of the night, he comes back with one shot, and I was like,
that's not how it works. I'll buy a shot for a person that bought a shot for you.
Damn. No love reciprocated,
that's a good shirt.
Dog.
Huh? It's a good shirt. That would be a good shot.
All right. Who has a good Fuji story next?
Mine. Super Bowl. Patriots, Rams. I don't know what Super Bowl
last year.
Was it last year? 53 then?
Yeah,
I guess so.
Fuji got my dad fucking blasted outside my apartment. My dad was stupid. My mom was inside. I'm in a step in the fuck afuera. He's saying he's a fucking barber. Which my dad is. My dad's been a barber and a hairstylist for almost 30 years.
He's in the fashion industry.
You know what I mean? He ran Supercuts,
man. Shout out to your dad, man.
He's on Yelp 5 stars.
Yo, but so, but Fuji, so Fuji, yeah, Fuji got Fuji, fucked up or what? Like, Fuji got
my
beard?
No, high.
Oh, high.
High. My dad smoked. My dad was blasting. My mom was talking hellish shit.
Fuji's always that one dude, bro, that he's just a finesser. Like,
he is.
He never really brings anything.
Yo, he did bring that proper 12 whiskey bottle to the McGregor. So, hey, shout out.
That's
Fuji.
A good
dude.
Fuji.
He came clutch with that.
Congrats,
that's when he gave that old girl a lap dance here at my apartment.
He got a new job. What's he doing now?
Well, I think he's like a research assistant or something like that.
Who's a researcher?
He's got money. Anyways.
He bought drinks. He got money and he didn't buy me a shot. Goddamn, Fuji.
Son of a bitch.
I think the funniest time.
Go ahead. Who's next?
Oh, you can go.
Dude, I don't have a Fuji story because every time he's fucked up, I'm fucked up.
So like
you know what? You know what? I'm gonna admit to doing. whenever we're like I'm talking to a girl and Fuji's there and he's like talking to another girl, whatever, I will admit, I'll be like, yo, Fuji used to dance. Fuji was a dad.
Yo, I do that a lot too. I do that.
I did that.
We saw that fight.
I did it during McGregor fight. Going on the fucking shit.
As soon as I said that, as soon as I say that.
That's like call, bro.
Fuji was going up on that senora, bro.
He goes from having three.
La senora.
He goes from having three buttons on his shirt open to all of them.
My sister.
And he starts dancing on someone. And the other one's just excited. I'm like, yo, girl, I don't know how to dance, but I'm right here.
I think my sister's been Fuji all of
try
like
something.
Two or maybe three times. La chona, mija. But my sister has the best Fuji impersonation, dog. My sister Cindy has the best Fuji. I think he's met Fuji like two or three times. And the best Fuji impersonation ever. I was like, bitch, you've met him only like twice. Like, I didn't even hit Fuji spot on. Like, it's
all right, genius. Lance. What about your best
fucking
Fuji
best
story?
Fuji story, dude? There's one time
I sucked his dick.
Yeah, so one time we sucked each other's dicks.
How long are we into this podcast?
It's about to be an hour already.
About an hour. No. And Lance has still not told us if he sucked dick or not.
I have not sucked a dick. For all those wondering, I have not sucked a dick.
I don't think anybody believes it, though.
He's all thinking, whatever happens in the band room, stays
in the band room.
Yo, that was... Remember we tried to get those girls to scissor on the bus on our way back from Arizona?
Fucking prudes.
We kept looking at Big Brother, not going to scissor. Lance are like, we come back to the huddle, trying to figure out what we're going to get these girls to do.
Oh,
Lance with his long ass hair.
He's got a plan. He's got a plan.
Yeah, but it's the same plan every fucking time. He's all, come to with his long hair. Let's make them scissor. No. So we give them their trick. They give us ours. Then we go back. And then we get back into our huddle to kind of tell them what they got to do.
Yeah. Let's make them scissor.
Why
does Lance sound like Beavis, though?
Yeah, I know. Because
he had the long hair.
I guess. Beavis didn't have long hair. You fuckers.
Hey, remember when Mark Castle knocked you out in the bedroom?
Yo, Mark Castle knocked you out?
And we still talk about it to this day. I was like, Mark, the other day I saw him. I was like, dude, remember when you sucker punched me in the bathroom? Band room? And he's like, yo, bro, that was the 8th grade, man. I'm really sorry about
that. Shout out to Mark, though.
Shout out to Mark. That's my boy.
Mark got me good.
Mark got me good.
Remember when he was dead? Bro, he was dead in the water. Mark was blasted dead. And then Aaron's off. I got coke. Mark's off. I'm down.
He would come back.
Mark was dead in the water, huh?
He would just come back.
He was dead in the water. And he gets on his knees right there where Aaron's sitting down. He's off. This is some good shit, bro. Mark didn't leave till like 8 in the morning. He got
to
leave.
Dude, shout out to my boy Mark, man. That's my boy right now.
Pika party, party.
Mark, you're the dopest fucking dude I know.
Bro, I had to hit him because Jamal gets kind of feisty when she's drunk. Uh-huh. She's already fine with Lance. So
is that why you have so many bruises on you?
That, yeah. I'm
no, bad. No, the time that she wanted to fight with me.
Please come help me. Please come help me.
Mom, please.
Anyways, so Mark's blasted, right? I mean, I don't think anyone really knows Mark on this podcast, but funny story, Mark fucking starts talking shit to your mom because we stop and get a charger for
your
brother.
Wait, he was talking shit to your mom?
Yeah, well, I don't think your mom heard him. He's all like, why the fuck are we at Walgreens? And I was like, I gotta get a charger for my brother. He doesn't have one. Fuck your brother. Oh, time to fucking get his own fucking charger.
Like, I love
I Mark. Like, yo, shut the fuck up. Your mouth's a feisty motherfucker.
Yo, remember that one time we had to give my boy Sal B right up the street from Mesa? And we were all crying up.
Yes,
and so I was like, nah, it's cool.
It's
drop
cool.
me off.
Yeah, your mouth.
Shut the fuck up.
We're going to fucking take
you.
Where
the fuck am I taking? And he was all like,
yo,
what
this girl's
going to
tear
fuck?
My fucking head
and
off.
I was just
good sex, though.
Oh,
sorry. Oh, bro. Yeah. No, funny story. So we finished at Cincy, me and your mouth, when we first started dating. We're fucking it. The shit. If you've never fucked behind a charger, do it because there's a lot of space back there. And if you say no, you're not really fucking the right way.
We still haven't jumped it, bro.
Oh, really?
Right, so.
Nobody can hear that.
Nobody can hear that. That's through
bro,
the door.
Everyone,
we're fucking. Right, let me finish the story because I think maybe we're almost out of time. So we're fucking. We're fucking, bro. We're fucking. Like, I didn't even know you could do that many positions in the back of a car. So we're fucking. And then I were like, I'm fucking done. I'm fucked up. My balls are like the size of fucking little raisins because they're busting. I walk in without my shirt, and my sister's like, "What happened to you? Did you get in a fight?" And I'm like, "No, why?" I turn on the light. I go into the restroom, bro. I'm full of scratches and hickeys and bruises, and I'm like, I look like I just got
scratches and hickeys and bruises. Oh my!
Hey, if you never looked at yourself in the mirror like that after fucking a girl, then you need to reconsider.
Well, we're gonna, leave it off on that one, everybody. So you want to give your ads out one more time?
So my @stance _ on Instagram.
Yo, we're gonna come back and we're gonna do like.
Let me get my ad. I got it. I forgot it. I don't fucking.
You had to go to his Instagram.
Yeah, no shit, dude. I'm literally looking at my phone right now. I'm like, what is it? It's Oscar Chavez 23. You follow us.
Also, hey, guys. He wants to throw out his account. Oh, yeah. So, you know, if for the girls that suck dick, good for you. And the girls that just don't suck dick, have fun in the missionary. Like the one from last week. Just saying.
Good luck never getting a husband.
Mic drop.
That was the worst.
All right. Peace.